Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is September 2nd, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, another shocking video surfaces as Planned Parenthood sells intact aborted babies, and one just fell out of the womb.
The fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever the food put her on the syrup. It just fell out.
Then, a worker at an Arby's fast food restaurant in Florida refused to serve a police officer, which is a good example of the growing animosity toward law enforcement.
Damn it, you burger punk! You son of a...
Plus, undercover FBI agents were sent to spy on the Burning Man Festival to test out their new intelligence collection technologies. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
So I'm sitting out here in one of the neighborhoods in Fox Lake. The police are back out. They're searching around again. Going out trying to follow up on leads based on the press conference earlier. They said they were going and checking on social media follow or leads that they had. So I guess they're following up on that. The helicopters are back up in the sky now, and they're directly overhead. Helping out with the police on the ground. Now, this is the backside. This is an abandoned building. Right down here is where Officer Glinovich was shot at and killed by the two white male suspects and black suspect. Not sure who which one shot or if all three shot. Or one of the questions asked in the press conference earlier, if the cop was shot with his own gun. There's been conflicting reports as well saying that his weapon was taken from him, and then some people are saying that they actually found his weapon at the scene, so they're not really giving us a whole lot. But just further down that way, around the corner, is where they have the crime scene blocked off. Down there. I walked down that way, and the cops stopped me. But you can see in this building right here that's been abandoned, on the other side, I walked around, and you can see where they kicked in the doors. Yesterday, I'm assuming. Now you can see there's a railway through here. It's possible that the guys that shot at the officer could have jumped on one of these trains, because all I've seen come through here so far, those MARTA trains that carry passengers. But this guy's posted up over here watching, stopping and talking to people. And here you go.
So that was Joe Biggs up in Fox Lake. Now, as he was reporting on this, this isn't even the most recent attack on a police officer. We also saw attack in Massachusetts where somebody fired at a squad car. And this is a growing problem. We've seen attacks in Houston and Fox Lake and Massachusetts. And not to forget the two officers that were gunned down in their patrol car up in the New York area. So it's a growing problem. And we see all this violent rhetoric of people saying, go out there and kill the cops, oink, oink, bang, bang, and all this other stuff. And I would caution anybody who would go out and try to fire on these police officers, besides the fact that they're on red alert right now, having had multiple attacks all across the country, but also to the fact that the people trying to stir you up to go out and kill these police officers, to instigate violence against these police officers, whether it's on the internet or on the radio or anything else, more than likely are not going to go out and commit that violence themselves. They're going to say, yeah, we should do this, and we. No, they want you to do that violence. They're going to sit at home behind their microphone, behind their laptop camera, and watch you go to jail for these crimes that are being committed against these police officers. Now, we all know there's a lot of police violence in the country, more so now because we see a lot of camera phone videos. We see officers shoot a guy, then walk up and plant some evidence on him. Or, you know, we see people get choked out on a videotape or beaten to death over the course of 20 minutes in the case of Kelly Thomas. And people are upset about that. And you have the right to be upset about that. But you definitely need to caution yourself if you let that anger turn into violence, especially against the police force, which is already itching. We see all these purchases of the MRAPs and the body armor and the rubber bullets and all these other things, the tear gas, that they're itching to use. And now they have somewhat of an excuse because they say, well, I can't even go fill up my car without somebody shooting at me. So I need this heavy armor and this MRAP and all these other things that they have. So, you know, it's going to become a larger issue if these attacks continue to happen on police officers. Do some need to be dealt with as far as the legal system is concerned? Absolutely. We see the bad police officers pretty much on a daily basis, but there are also plenty of decent police officers who aren't out there committing violence against the populace at large, and you can't just walk up and kill a guy because he's wearing a uniform. That's the same reason that a lot of the police officers use as far as harassment of people. Well, he looked like a gang member. Well, what's a gang member look like? A guy who has his pants sagging, or a guy who wears a hoodie, or this guy looked like a meth addict, or he looked like he was carrying. Now, those are the same tactics that some law enforcement officers use to harass the general populace. You can't use those same tactics saying he has a uniform just to go and harass a police officer. So hopefully people will learn this sooner than later. But we see this because this has happened where law enforcement is being discriminated against when they just walk into a fast food restaurant. And this is a situation that happened at a Arby's, and this is in Florida, where a officer was refused service because he was wearing his uniform, but the officer was wearing their uniform. So they walk into the store, and they, one of the employees say, no, I'm not going to serve you here because you're a police officer. And then somebody came out and said they demand an apology from Arby's. And I'm sure Arby's is going to say, well, we don't have this outlook in general. It's just this particular employee who chose to make this call on a particular day. But, you know, things are heating up. They definitely hope, I definitely hope personally that they de-escalate because, we have seen negative instances in places like Ferguson and other places around the country. But you also saw positive things in places like Charleston, South Carolina. When I went out there, the police, they were present, but they didn't have MRAPs. They didn't have the big body armor. They were just there pretty much for a crowd control capacity, you know, blocking off streets and doing things of that nature. But, you know, you see that, and now you see other things come out of that. And that's what we saw with this shooter of the two police crew, TV crew people. He comes out and he shoots two people and says he was inspired by Dylann Roof to start this race war. And to the people of Charleston, South Carolina, I'm sure they are quite disgusted to see that this man used the actions of Dylann Roof to justify going out and killing somebody, because the people of Charleston, South Carolina, especially the families of the victims and the members of the church out there, said, we don't want any racial violence. We don't want this summer of rage or fall of rage or whatever it's going to turn into. They said that they wanted a peaceful solution to these situations. And yes, while they do hope Dylann Roof is held accountable for his actions, they don't want that to go over to spill over to anybody else, whether it's a racial group or religious group or whatever type of group. They don't want that violence to continue because of the actions of Dylann Roof. They're quite disgusted with him, as am I and anybody else who witnesses these things. And I'm also disgusted on this man who chose to take his firearm and fire on two people for doing their jobs out there. And it wasn't because they were reporters. It was just they were two people out there doing their jobs. And he said he had beef with the young lady. Even if he did, that's not a justification to go and kill these innocent people and wound the innocent lady that they were reporting on. Now, let's talk about people with firearms in general. But because it's getting to the point where some people are somewhat encouraging people to SWAT, as to speak, people who are open carrying or even concealed carrying. Now, for anybody who's not abreast, SWATting is something that gained in popularity among video game players. They'd be playing, you know, whatever video game. They'd be getting beaten by the guy, so they call up the police station, say, hey, this guy, he has a gun, he's holding the family hostage. So then the police officers or the SWAT team will come busting the door and catch this guy playing video games and eating Cheetos in his underwear and say, hey, there's no hostage situation here. But now it's getting to the point where they're just doing this to people on the street. And we have this article, and it says, as more states relax rules about open carrying of guns, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has taken to social media to urge the public to assume gun toters are trouble and to call cops on anyone they feel to be a threat. And if you scroll down the article, you can actually see the tweet. And they basically said, if you see someone carrying a firearm in public, openly or concealed, and they definitely put concealed in there, and have any doubts about their intent, call 911 immediately and ask police to the scene. And it goes on and says, you have no idea who this person is, so you need to take the ultimate precautions. And they basically go on to say that you don't know who this person is, so you need to call the police officers on them. And I do understand that a person walking around with a loaded firearm can be somewhat jarring to some people, but you also have to realize the fact that they have people listed here as concealed carriers. Now, many people are licensed concealed carriers. Some people have a constitutional carry in their states, which is, to me, perfectly fine and legal. But basically, I have the concern of, you know, some guy going to the local convenience store. He has a concealed carry firearm. He reaches up for a can of peas, and now he has a SWAT team called on him. And we've seen the reports and the videos of people inside of convenience stores or whatever stores, the big box stores, and the cops come and they just shoot the guy instantly because he's holding a BB gun that's pointing at the ground. And I don't want that kind of deal coming around, because there was even a police chief that was recently, I guess for lack of a better term, swatted because some bounty hunters got a bogus tip via social media that there was a fugitive harbored in a police chief's home. They show up and then they have to have it out with the police chief. Luckily, nobody was harmed in that incident, but these are the type of things that can easily happen. You have to take these things under heavy consideration before you endanger somebody else's well-being. Now, while we're talking about the endangerment of people, we've heard a lot about poaching, people going after lions and tigers and bears, trying to get tusk from elephants, but now they're coming after albino children. And it's a very bizarre practice in Tanzania. Hunters in Tanzania have been targeting children for their limbs, believing that they possess supernatural power. So, you know, they've moved away from the animals and, you know, their valuables to now targeting children, which is a very horrific practice and something we definitely don't want to see continue any place in the world. And we'll give you more as that situation develops. Now, there's the festival Burning Man, which to my understanding is kind of a place for people to unplug and basically come together in a community atmosphere. But now we have the reports that the feds are basically using this as a huge surveillance practice, because we've seen the reports and documented how if you go to a certain concert, they may have things in the crowd scanning you. If you go to a football game or some other sporting event, you may have to endure some type of TSA back check or a pat down. And now we have undercover FBI agents spy on Burning Man festival to prevent terrorism. Oh, isn't that just the sweetheart of the day? And it says they're using intelligence gathering at the festival since 2010. And they say it's to take down terrorism. And this is the 29th Burning Man festival taking place in Nevada. And the FBI said free expression among attendees was actively encouraged. Well, if you know the feds are going to be documenting your every move, you may somewhat not have the freest of expression. Because of my understanding, there can be some rather free-spirited people out there. I'm not going to go too much into that. But just let people know that if you go out in public, you can be surveilled. Because it always makes me laugh. People, they'll see a camera like a news crew or somebody holding an iPhone or whatever, and they'll freak out like, oh, don't get me on camera. Like, bro, there are cameras everywhere. You're already on camera. And this guy just may put it on his YouTube page if he has an iPhone, but you got the feds documenting your activity to see if you're up to something. It's very strange times indeed. Now, this is a story that we're going to cover a little bit more later on in our show when Leanne McAdoo and Rob Dew, they were in the seat earlier today on the Alex Jones Show talking about the 9th video documenting Planned Parenthood. Now, so far, we've seen videos of people saying what are the best body parts, haggling over body parts like they were, you know, chicken meat at the butcher's. We saw people talking about they want to use the proceeds of said body parts to go buy Lamborghinis. One worker who used to work in one of these facilities said that she became physically disgusted because she thought, you know, aborted babies, they were dead. But then she said when they were chopping up the babies, they would recoil and they would, you know, flinch and move. And she said, whoa, I can't be a part of this. Even though Planned Parenthood continues to insist that they make no proceeds off these things, it definitely appears to be the exact opposite. The Center for Medical Progress released a new video this morning, the ninth in its series of videos catching the Planned Parenthood abortion business selling aborted babies in their body parts. And now we're going to end on this before we come back in our later segments with more special reports. This is something Rob Dew pointed out to me. This is from the Activist Post, and it's aborted fetal cells in products and vaccines. Now I'm going to flip here, and he has a list, or the Activist Post, they have a list of various companies that are involved with Planned Parenthood. It includes, but definitely is not limited to, Bar Laboratories, Merck. There's a lot of Merck on here. They do everything from chickenpox to polio to various other things. Merck also doing the hepatitis A, GlaxoSmithKline for the hepatitis A, Glaxo, Merck, and the list goes on from there. Those are probably the biggest names that you're going to recognize. So once again, I hear a lot of people talk about Planned Parenthood. And as Reverend Childress pointed out when I had a chance to talk to him a couple weeks ago, when we see this 3% number, they say only 3% of Planned Parenthood proceeds go on to fund things like abortion. Well, Reverend Childress said he'd like to check the books on that because they're pretty much giving you the numbers that they want you to hear, which is to say, if you donated money to me or gave money to me and I said, I'll only use 3% for this or that controversial topic, you're like, well, I'm not exactly sure about that. So take that with a grain of salt. And also on the flip side of that, when people give up this 3% number, I would probably wager to guess that 97% of people who protest outside the Planned Parenthood, those are people who are out there for abortion. So if you knock out that 3%, you'll probably get rid of the 97% of people who go out there and protest in front of these facilities. And once again, they don't show you these violent people who want to burn the buildings down. And yes, there are people like that, but they don't show you the nice church ladies who are out there just trying to have a peaceful time. And it happened right here in the city of Austin, where people came up to some nice protesters outside of a Planned Parenthood facility and threw a Molotov cocktail at them. So they don't sell those type of stories. They just show you the things they want you to see, but definitely don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this break with more special reports. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we'd go back to the days, I'm telling you, of just getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 9 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
We're talking nanotech, and for a decade or more, it's been in food packaging. It's being put in the foods, but now they're rolling out with completely changed foods that last longer, taste better, have more flavor. And it's just totally untested. And then you've got nanotech also in vaccines. We reported on this years ago, what I called brain-eating vaccines. Just like they go, oh, we don't sell baby parts, we sell fetus parts. But only embryos are restricted. The tiny ones you can't sell, the big ones you can. And then they laugh. That's how we play the game. It's the same thing. They go, oh, we have a vaccine for depressed people, for the veterans. And then it's a live engineered nanotech virus, so virus is just information, RNA, that goes in and programs the body. Simply amazing. Yeah, scroll down. We can show TV viewers the actual video. And they just announce it like it's fun. Get your new shot and you won't be depressed anymore. It's literally a lobotomy that goes in and eats certain parts of your brain. So this is the brave new world we're facing. And I wonder how far they're going to go. Bill Gates talks about nanotech-delivered vaccines. He talks about forced inoculations, nanotech in foods that inoculate you, where the nanotech crystallizes the live pathogen, then dissolves in the body, but can be grown into the crops themselves, pharmacological. Dr. Group, you've got the floor. Then we're going to go to phone calls, the toll-free number for questions for Dr. Group, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Dr. Group, go ahead.
Well, there's really still not a lot of information on this. If you search nano foods or nanoceuticals or nanopesticides, there's really a limited amount of information. So it is something to be aware of. And the best solution that I can come up with is try to avoid any type of packaged and processed foods. Even though there is nanoparticles in organic foods, the one that you really want to look out for is going to be titanium dioxide. Zinc oxide in sunscreens, as a matter of fact, is nanoparticleized, and that's causing different types of problems in people. We all know that with the geoengineering and the chemtrails that aluminum nanoparticles are being sprayed in the air. Another reason why you need to continue to detoxify, clean the air in your home, in your office, put some live plants in there, get a good air purification system so at least you're going to be breathing clean air, eating clean food, and drinking clean water. Some of the things that have been documented out there to contain nanoparticles in there are going to be Mentos, the little mint, M&Ms, coffee creamers, chocolate, milk, yogurt, dairy substitutes. I had something happen to me about 2 years ago where I had intense neck and shoulder and headaches for about 2 weeks. And I had to start eliminating everything in my diet. And I realized that I was using a certified organic coffee creamer whenever I had a cup of coffee, which is like once every couple of days or something like that. But this was severe pain and stiffness. I could barely even turn my head. I finally realized when I traced it back to the certified organic coffee creamer that it had titanium dioxide in it. And titanium dioxide is used as a whitener. It's also, you know, all the Pop-Tarts out there with the white frosting on it or anything white that they want that white color in. So I would highly recommend everybody look for titanium dioxide on the label. That's probably one of the biggest health concerns out there. And when I realized it, and I actually typed in titanium dioxide toxic online and was able to pull up a whole list of symptoms, fibromyalgia type symptoms. So it kind of led me to believe that, hey, maybe fibromyalgia is caused by toxic chemicals. So anyway, that's one of the pieces of advice I would give to everybody out there is just read the ingredients and look for titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, and be aware of the possibility of nanoparticles in your food, especially if you're using processed, canned, boxed, non-organic food items.
Doc, I'm giving you the floor because you get me so excited I want to interrupt. Keep rolling with all this research you've done.
Well, I mean, that's about it, really. I mean, these particles were introduced actually in 1959, so they've slowly been gaining speed and gaining speed, and I think it's just at the time right now where we need to educate people and educate the viewers out there and the listeners to just be aware of this. And also, how do you get these things out of your body? And that's another reason why it's so important to cleanse, because all of these damaging effects.
Let's talk about cleansing, because obviously you designed Deep Cleanse for InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to go over some of the ingredients and go to callers and talk about some of the reviews. But basically, the infomercial won't last more than 5 minutes here. But last time we were here, you also talked about other parts of the cleanse. Apple cider vinegar, pure water, sweating more, exercising more. I mean, let's go through a cleanse that people can do, even if they don't get Deep Cleanse, from InfoWarsLife.com to supercharge things.
Well, one of the easiest and most effective ways to cleanse your body is just water. I mean, water in itself detoxifies you. And I'm not talking about tap water, obviously, but if you get a good purified source of water, add some organic apple cider vinegar to it, you're going to get minerals, you're going to get live enzymes, you're going to get probiotics in the organic apple cider vinegar, and you're actually going to get different types of vitamins in organic apple cider vinegar. So that alone is a really good, effective way to kickstart your body, or if you don't have a lot of money and you want to continue to detoxify yourself, just drink a lot more water, about half your body weight in ounces a day. And if you do that for a period of like 6 or 7 days and drink only that, and that means not consuming any coffee, not consuming any alcohol, not consuming any of the other damaging beverages, then you're going to be able to detoxify your body. And that's why all of the old cultures used to do fasting. They used to do 40-day fasting or 10-day fasting or a week fasting from time to time just to give their body time to detoxify. Although now we have thousandfold more chemicals in our environment than those cultures did way back when. And now we have so many poisons in the air and the food and the water and everything else. So that's one of the good ways. If you do have the money, then I always recommend the first part, damaging part, is the gut. I mean, you really have to focus on cleansing the intestinal
tract. So apple cider vinegar, do the oxy powder cleanse, and then take our deep cleanse. And how do you recommend people take the deep cleanse?
Well, I recommend starting off slow, following the instructions on the label. You know, you can even start off with a dropper full twice a day, once in the morning on an empty stomach, and then another dropper full in the afternoon. If that causes you to have what's called a Herxheimer reaction or a healing crisis, then I would back off on that amount of dosage, just because you can sometimes pull these chemicals and metals out of the body too fast, and that could cause a headache. It could cause some fatigue. It could cause some muscle
swollen
lymph nodes. And you know, you got to give your body time to detoxify. And that's what, like what you said, sweating. Sweating is a natural detoxification pathway. Respirating.
So if you can even join a club, even if you're not a big exerciser, and get in the steam room for 20 minutes a couple times a week.
Right. Guys have four ways to eliminate toxins and chemicals from their body. You sweat them out. You breathe them out when you're doing heavy activity and you're actually respirating. You urinate them out and you defecate them out. And that's it. That's the only way you're going to be able to get rid of these toxins.
Women have the menstrual cycle too.
And women have their menstrual cycle. So women actually have five ways. So really what you want to do is you want to open up all your elimination routes and start eliminating the sources of the chemicals that are coming into your body. And with the assistance of like the oxy powder in cleansing and neutralizing the toxins in the intestines, the deep cleanse, which is going to go into the lymphatic system, the blood system, the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, it really is a deep cleanse that's going to happen. And with the components in there, not only are you going to be providing the body with essential minerals and nutrients, but you're also going to be extracting and bonding some of those harmful substances and getting them out of the system. And we know now that some of these chemicals can be stored for 20, 30, 40 years. We've had people that have done the Liver Shield and the liver cleansing program and taken their stones into a had a friend at a college, at a university, and taken them in, and they were analyzed, and they even found like four or five pieces of gum in there that came out from 20, 30 years ago. So we know that the body actually holds, especially gum, sometimes deep in the tissues. I don't know if those were stored deep in the intestines or if those actually really did come out of the liver, probably the intestines. But we do know now that it does take time. And
sure, well, liver cleanse is just absolutely spectacular what it does. We're going to be talking about that again soon.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermale Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermale Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermale Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Samuel Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, once said, "The question I ask of myself was something like, if we're going to go on fighting these damned fool wars in the future, shelling and bombing cities to smithereens and wrecking the lives of their surviving inhabitants, might there be some kind of nuclear weapon that could avoid all this?" Cohen went on to invent a hydrogen bomb without the uranium-238.
Real early on, I began to see radiation. Nuclear radiation as an effective means of waging ground warfare in a relatively moral way, because the neutron bomb is the most discriminate weapon ever devised. There's a very sharp cutoff between the radius out to which the enemy will be killed and where the friendly troops are positioned.
The neutron bomb would essentially increase the radiation output to as high as 80% without the massive destructive blast. The relatively small kill zone would spread into enemy troops, liquefying their living tissue with the emitted massive dose of neutrons. In 1975, the Ford administration, under the guidance of Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger, proceeded to build the neutron bomb. Protests and an arms race soon followed. Anti-nuke President Jimmy Carter dropped the program, but President Ronald Reagan eagerly supported it, saying, "Very simply, it is the dreamed-of death ray weapon of science fiction. It kills enemy soldiers but doesn't blow up the surrounding countryside or destroy villages, towns, and cities. Here is a deterrent weapon available to us at a much lower cost than trying to match the enemy gun for gun, tank for tank, plane for plane." However, support for the neutron bomb had changed by the time Reagan took office, and military leaders were skeptical of its use on the battlefield and the potential it had to affect civilians. Plus, the bomb had only reached a small percentage of its intended neutron radiation output. The bombs were then dismantled by the Bush administration. Or were they? Back in 2012, UK ex-Defense Secretary Lord Gilbert suggested dropping a neutron bomb on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan.
"Up in the mountains of the borders between Afghanistan and Pakistan, there's nobody living there except a few goats and a handful of people handling them. If you told them that there were going to be some ERRB warheads dropped there, and a very unpleasant place to go, they wouldn't go there."
Now, as President Obama desperately gathers support for his one-sided deal with Iran, the Saudis are waging a full-scale campaign of genocide against the people of Yemen. Among the banned U.S.-supplied cluster bombs used by Saudi airstrikes, there is now unconfirmed evidence of a neutron bomb in play. Who is supplying these bombs remains to be seen. It could be the U.S., France, Israel, or China, which have all detonated at least one neutron bomb. The bottom line is, Obama's pending deal with Iran will only heat up the arms race in the already volatile Middle East. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
If you want to preserve your power indefinitely, you have to get the consent of the ruled. And this they will do, partly by drugs, as I foresaw in Brave New World, partly by these new techniques of propaganda. They will do it by bypassing the sort of rational side of man and appealing to his subconscious and his deeper emotions and his physiology even, and so making him actually love his slavery. I mean, I think this is the danger, that actually people may be in some ways happy under the new regime, but they will be happy in a situation where they oughtn't to be happy.
This is The Big Picture, an official television report to the nation from the United States Army.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons. Here, recruits with specialized backgrounds were taught the nature, methods, and techniques of propaganda and its dissemination. Radio presents these facts in any number of ways. Perhaps its most rewarding form of expression is news. For news is ready-made propaganda. And to an enemy, denied access to outside information, it's as welcome as food and water. Radio's principal advantage is that it can reach remote areas and reach them quickly. So that one program can be repeated and thereby reach a larger audience, it is often recorded on discs or on tape. The same show can be rebroadcast at convenient times in different areas.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
My team, my specialties, information operations and the psychological arm of things, we are trained to deceive if we have to.
You found out that your public affairs team that was showing you around actually had completed a 40-hour course in psychological operations and was trained in psyops and in military deception, you start to question, hey, is that an appropriate use of that resource?
You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on a cold floor.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Go read a book by the father of modern advertising, Edward Bernays, where he calls you a dumb slave and admits they run your whole life. I've read both his major books. One of them's called Propaganda. Edward Bernays.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear. Our propaganda was beginning to pay off.
There's a global crime syndicate that controls NATO and the major Western governments, and it is using Al-Qaeda to overthrow secular governments.
I also can't see sending my son to fight with Islamic rebels against Christians. I also can't see my son going to fight on the same side as Al-Qaeda.
The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
Everybody get away from the tower!
Everybody get away from the tower. You gotta know the tower that just came down 1013. Where exactly are you, King?
Millions of people are sick and tired of the endless wars, the poverty that is coming, the attacks of our civil liberties.
I don't believe in conspiracy theories.
Conspiracies, yes. If I believe it, there's nothing theory about it.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Meantime, there are questions multiplying today about the mysterious death of award-winning journalist Michael Hastings.
We are also requesting that your team of advisors include a senior officer who is thoroughly experienced in psychological operations.
Psychological Warfare was established as a special staff agency. This move had far-reaching results.
You consider yourself a Marxist?
Well, I would very definitely say that I am a Marxist. That is correct.
This American citizen, Obama, depends on your next decision.
What if the whole purpose of government was to negate freedom? What if freedom was a myth? What if the Constitution meant nothing to the government? What if everything the government has or owns or controls has been stolen?
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army, and we're shrinking the military because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
This is what we have to look forward to all over the place. Look how quick, within a matter of days, they were able to go into a martial law status here in Ferguson. They had this entire bridge, this road, blocked off.
You want a parking lot? This is the St. Louis County Police Department. Disperse now.
They're coming to play. Joe Biggs got shot with a rubber bullet. Now I'm running down the street. Man, quit shooting at me. Quit shooting at me.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
We can talk about the Planned Parenthood story because we are funded by the viewers like you.
And the viewers want to hear about stuff like
right.
this because they're sick and tired of it being pushed under the rug and not covered by the mainstream media.
Exactly.
Here it is from Steve Ertlett from Life News. Ninth shocking video, Planned Parenthood sells intact aborted babies. One just fell out of the womb, and we're going to go to that clip first. But Leanne, let's, before we do that, recap the other videos. There's eight other videos that each one seems to just get more shocking as they come out.
Right. Well, the ninth one was just released. So you'll recall, you know, they talk about being really good at getting the heart, lungs, and liver. Then we had another.
Not crushing the head.
Yeah, we don't crush them. You know, a less crunchy technique is what we'll use. The other, the second video, the lady said that she wanted a Lamborghini. That was the big hashtag trending on Twitter. Then in the third video, we saw former SEM Express employee Holly O'Donnell talking about how she fainted in horror over handling baby legs and all these parts. And then in the fourth one, they talk about how they don't want to, you know, sell these baby parts for a flat fee of just like $200 per item works better because then they can see how much money they can get out of it. And then the fifth video, they just basically are talking about how good they are at getting intact fetal cadavers and how the research department there, basically adds so much to the bottom line. They're one of the biggest affiliates in the state. In the sixth video, technicians, the Holly O'Donnell once again is talking about technicians taking fetal parts without patient consent. She said there were times when they would just take what they wanted and these mothers didn't know and there's no way they would know, right? Like, how are you? I mean, you're expecting them to have ethics to say, oh, the mother didn't sign off that she was okay with us taking this baby part. So we'll leave that. Psh, yeah, right. Not when there's a lot of money to be made. And then in the seventh video, Holly O'Donnell describes the harvesting or procurement of these organs and how one of the doctors there was like, you want to see something cool? And then tapped the heart and had the heart start beating once again. So it just starts beating. And that was when she really was like, I got to get out of here. And then the eighth video, STEM Express CEO Kate Dyer admits Planned Parenthood sells a lot of fully intact aborted babies. They're the volume institution where they're getting all this from.
It's like the most disgusting version of the island of Dr. Moreau that you could come up with. And this ninth video focuses in on ABR, which was founded in 1989 by CEO Linda Tracy, charges $340 per second trimester fetal tissue specimen, yet seems less concerned about the tissue quality than other harvesting companies. So whenever we have a smooth portion of liver, she says, we think that's good. That's Larton. That wasn't attributed to her. So let's go to that first video. Let's play that, and we're going to continue on trudging through this.
Ugh. I literally have had women come in, and they'll go to the OR, and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her on syrups. It just fell out. I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her
on. Ugh. And ABR stands for Advanced Bioscience Resources. So hiding it in plain view, mm-hmm. You know, they're not saying baby harvested ink, but just disgusting the way they do this. And this next video talks about how, oh, guess what? It was the Bushes that created the loophole that allowed them to do this. What a surprise.
I remember that. I was very young then, but I remember there was this whole uproar about, you know, everyone was really angry about doing this research on these embryonic stem cells. It was all about stem cell. And kind of like, look over here and we'll preserve the fetal tissue.
Right.
Because that's what they really...
It's all lawyer talk.
Yeah.
It's all lawyer talk. It really is. So let's go to that video now.
The really weird thing is, embryonic, there's still a lot of controversy about that, you know. But then fetal kind of got lost in the mix. You know,
was it ever controversial? I mean, I'm young,
never,
so I don't know.
It was never outlawed. During the Bush administration, Bush 1.
Bush 1.
It was no federal funding could go to stem cell research. Huh. Even though the government was paying for it, fetal tissue weren't put in that little box of embryonic because it's different. Huh. Now they're trying to make abortion illegal. And that's where we get our tissue.
I'm going to be out of a job. I'm not going to be able to harvest babies anymore.
Yeah.
I think you could call this whole section George Bush's abortion loophole exposed, because I don't know if they get enough credit for this. They like to hide behind their pro-life stance, mm-hmm. but they really aren't. They really left the gates open
pro-loophole.
For this whole industry to just flourish of harvesting aborted babies. And the mothers, well, it's like what Alex said, the mothers aren't getting any money from this at all.
Right.
They don't see any benefit. It's just these companies that are perched over these abortuaries like vultures, just ready to pick apart baby carcasses.
Right. And the Planned Parenthood CEO, they sent a letter to Congress this August 27th, where they talk about how they currently receive just $60 per tissue specimen. So you're thinking, oh, you know, that's not that. Well, her tissue specimen. So that means a leg, an arm, a liver, a heart, a head, anything that they're able to chop up and ship off.
And turn into a specimen.
Bare minimum $60 per that. So
yeah.
It's, I mean, they're making hundreds of dollars off.
And it adds up, and who knows where it's getting chopped up from there. It's really right. disturbing to talk about this.
No,
it's, now, so after the, so say the baby comes out and it's a preemie and it's alive. Well, we got to keep it alive. Well, now they're injecting them with vaccines, even though before they said we're not injecting preemies with these. Now it's just like every baby that's born has to get a vaccine. I think the UK just passed something where they want to give the hepatitis B right when they're born. I'm not sure if it's that. I'll have to look in 1 second, but they just passed a new law where they want to make it mandatory. But here we have two articles that are written by Jeffrey Jackson for Infowars.com. On May 5th, nurse reveals routine vaccine-induced injuries. Talks about how the nurses are all aware that these vaccine-induced injuries happen, mm-hmm. and they're ready for it. They just... Yeah. It's no big deal because they're ready to help the baby when it's having breathing problems or it can't breathe or eat on its own after that. And then later we got confirmation on it. So new JAMA study confirms nurse whistleblower routine hospital vaccine damage happening to infants. This is, came out June 22nd. David Knight had the nurse on again, Michelle Routon. So this is the second interview he had on with her. I think when this came out, we have so much news that comes out. We didn't even realize how big it was. It took Jeffrey Jackson grabbing and said, hey guys, this is a big deal. Check it out. And it is a big deal. And that's why we're talking about it again today and tying how it ties into this whole eugenics package, how they see us. Just like the caller Steve said, they see us as weeds. Right. So let's go to that video. This is about 4.5 to 5 minutes from that longer, longer interview that was on, that's up on YouTube now, but, check it out. This is David Knight interviewing Michelle Routon.
Well, I had mentioned that they go ahead and vaccinate premature infants on time, meaning that once they are 2 months old, they're ready for their 2 month vaccines, regardless of the fact that they may still have supposed to have been inside their mother's stomachs and not even born yet. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we're seeing and are being said are things like, a neonatologist calling from the step-down unit down to level 3 to the more intensive unit saying, hey, I'm going to give these 4 babies their 2 month vaccines this weekend. So I just want to make sure you had 4 beds ready because we know they're all going to have issues and need increased care.
And that was bombshell information because that violates one of the core ethics of the medical foundation profession that we've always seen, and that is first do no harm. They knew this was going to harm the children, but they were going to go ahead and blindly or follow this schedule.
Absolutely. You know, and I mentioned that I had sat in a call room before with a bunch of providers saying, hey, we have this 25-weeker that was so strong, they never required intubation with a breathing tube to actually go onto the vent, had a less invasive type respiratory support. And you come in and they're like, oh, how embarrassing. We gave that baby his 2 month immunizations and now he's intubated on the vent for the first time. Oops.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of blown off.
That was amazing. So you told us that on May 1st. And then you contacted me last week and told me about this JAMA study, a Journal of American Medical Association. The official organization of MDs, and here they do a study about the adverse effects after routine immunization of extremely low birth weight infants. Tell us about that study.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there on Prison Planet. And also go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You can see all the great reports there as well. Exclusive stuff, iPhone reports, and so much more. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.